The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and guess who's here this morning?
I'm awake for the time being.
Morning, Robin.
Morning.
Glad you could join us this morning.
Glad to be back. I have horrible insomnia because of this fibromyalgia and a couple other things. And they're readjusting my meds, and I don't sleep. But if I fall asleep, it knocks me out for 2 or 3 hours without waking up. So I have missed you all. I'm back. We're going to try to get this straight. You never know what 1 week's going to bring, so if I'm not here, there's nothing wrong. It's just a medication work upon. So
there you go. All right. Well, buckle up, because you know what? I did not put that post on Facebook.
No, you did not. Oh.
I'll send it to you here maybe during the first break. We'll put it up on our Facebook page, the perch package we're giving away the end of May, so there's no rush except if you want to get your name in early for the tackle giveaway, you can do so.
Perch are my favorite. I might have to put some, you know, get some people call in and be some ringers in there for me.
All we have to do is call Tackle Box Tim.
He'll take care of us. So
I love fishing for perch. That is my all-time favorite.
I know it. And you know the perch are threatened now in the Chesapeake Bay. Do you know that?
No, I did not.
With the explosion of catfish in the Chesapeake Bay, one of their main food sources year-round is white perch.
I like it to be mine, too, so they need to stay away.
Well,
Alan, I need you to turn you up in my ear a little bit, please.
Turn me up in your ear.
Just a tiny bit.
Well, we'll try to adjust that while we're talking to folks. But we are giving away a lure package from May through September. From High Tide Lures, Tackle Box Tim Sherman is supplying that to one lucky listener. How's that, Robin? Any better?
That's not it at all.
Okay, how about that one? That any better?
Nope.
How about that?
Almost.
One more time.
That's it.
Okay, there we are. I can barely hear you, so why don't you say a couple words?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, that's helpful. Okay, so that tackle package will be given away at the end of May. Here's how you qualify. All you got to get in the drawing, all you got to do is call in 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Leave your first and last name with Aaron and your phone number, correct phone number.
I thought I was going to be the one falling asleep.
Maybe. But and then go on the air with us. That's all you got to do. And you don't have to go on and, you know, you don't have to cover a topic or anything like that. You just have to say, hey, just want to get in a drawing. That's fine. And you're in. Right, Robin?
Yep. That's right.
All right. So Aaron is ready with the sign-up sheet. He'll be signing up folks with our little drawing sheet at the end of May. We'll we'll put everybody's name in the everybody's name correspond with a number. Robin uses the random number generator on her phone to pick a number, and whoever number comes up will win the package. So that's how it goes. That number again, 410-922-6680. If you heard anything this week that interests you or bothers you, you want to talk about it, well, we'll be more than glad to discuss it. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Turkey season is in full swing. A lot of folks are turkey hunting. And a lot of folks are meeting success. So we're glad to hear that. Talked to my turkey hunting companion up in Washington County the other day, so I'll be headed up there hopefully one day in the next couple weeks and see what we can do to put the kibosh on a turkey. So there you go, as we have traditionally done the last 5 or 6 years. So sometimes we're successful, sometimes we're not. So coffee, gotta love it. The elixir of life.
Huh? I don't like coffee. You said you gotta love it. And I said, no, you don't.
Well, that's you. You are unique in the world. So, I don't particularly care for Coke. I can't drink Coke, but
you know, most people in my, it's really funny because you say I'm unique, but most people in my inner circle don't drink coffee. At all.
Well, you always said you have a bunch of weird friends. So. Guess what?
It's going to be a long day, people.
It could be. It could be.
Oh, it's working on it.
Yep. Working on it. So, that number again, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Aaron is our producer. Morning, Aaron. How was your week? Yeah. Yep, that was a good week. I got to visit most of our sponsors this past week. I got to see the folks at Madonna Seafood. And, by the way, they have all-you-can-eat crabs $5 off on Tuesdays. The Bang on Tuesday is all-you-can-eat crabs for $5 off the regular price. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's very cool. Speaking of crabs.
Yeah, we're going to have some
crabs. We're having our first crabs of the season today.
We're going to have some crabs today. Yes, we are.
And I'm excited.
Well, I will tell you this about crabs. The crabs were early. The crabs were early. And, you know, showed up in April, which is almost unprecedented. And nice crabs, from what I'm understanding. Now what's going to happen is the females are going to start dropping the eggs, start dropping the egg masses, and they'll shut off. All the crabs will shut off. The shed will come, and I'm guessing we will probably not have many crabs for Mother's Day and Memorial Day.
Really?
Yep. According to the people I talked to, you know, and this changes daily. I mean, the market changes daily because of the, you know, because of the just the life cycle of the crabs. So
that's pretty fun. I mean, not funny, but interesting.
I got you. Yep. So anyway, it's a fluid market. I mean, we still eat a lot of Louisiana crabs here in Maryland, and there are, you know, that's how we get crabs year round. We buy them from Our wholesalers buy them from the docks down in Louisiana and Texas, where they have crabs on a year-round basis. We actually had a lot of Virginia crabs come into the market over the past month or so.
Because of the mild winter?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's also that's also slowed down. So, you know, it's cyclical because of the shed and the spawn and that type of thing. So what they're saying is it's changed in the last 3 or 4 days as far as the supply, and you will see the prices reflect that. So relatively low now. As we head towards the holidays, they'll be higher because there'll be less crabs.
Gotcha.
So, yep. All right. Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Glenn.
Yeah, Rob. How are you all day?
Doing good. Awake, here, happy.
There you go. How was your week?
Yeah, it was a normal week.
Normal week, yeah. Did you get a lot of rain yesterday?
Yeah. This is kind of still a little dripping out there.
Yeah, it's dripping.
Is it?
Not supposed to go today and tomorrow, isn't it?
Oh, I thought today was supposed to stop, and then tomorrow we're supposed to get whatever this storm system that's coming through. It's some kind of storm system.
Yeah. It looks like it looks like clear through, well, is that today or is that yesterday? I can't tell. 71 today. Looks like rain all day tomorrow. Northwest wind.
Whatever the storm is, it's supposed to be a soaker.
Yeah, well, it looks like we're not getting, not at least according to the weather report that I have in my hot little hand on my phone, it doesn't look like we're going to see any. It's going to be cloudy, but we're not going to maybe partially sunny in the afternoon and then rain tomorrow morning. Rain starts tomorrow morning and then goes, I think, through the entire day tomorrow.
That's what I said. Tomorrow is supposed to be horrible. Horrible.
I wasn't arguing with you. I was just checking my phone. But if you'd like to...
No, I'm not arguing.
Do whatever you got to do, that's fine, too. So, Glenn.
Yeah.
So, you feeling all right? Everything all right?
Yeah, it's pretty well.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Any events planned for this week?
Mm-hmm. I'm back in the car at this moment.
I got it. Okay. Well, I know you like to go to different events and things like that. I didn't know what's going on. There's always...
There's always something somewhere. But I don't know.
You're right. You are right.
Not off the top of my head right now, anyway.
I got you. So... All right, buddy. Well, thanks for checking in.
Mm-hmm. Glad to be back with you.
You hear what Robin said? Yeah. Glad to be back with you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Honda.
Yep.
Take care and God bless.
Same to you, buddy. Take care and God bless. You got it.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, bud. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I stopped by Clyde Sports Shop the other day, too, to see what's going on there. And things seem to be moving along swimmingly. They've got a lot of people coming in buying bait. You know, they got live bait minnows. They've got those big salty minnows that people use for landlocked striped bass in the reservoirs, and they also use them for snakehead fishing, which is a great bait. I found out that on my fishing trip Friday a week ago, I found out that you cannot leave line on your reel for a year, especially fluorocarbon. You can't leave that on your reel too long because it develops quite a memory. And I was dealing with springy line all day. So we'll keep that in mind for the next fishing trip. We'll re-spool. And, of course, you know, you can get the best premium line at a good price at Clyde's if you need new line on your rod and reel. And it's wise, even though I don't take my own advice, to re-spool frequently because your line can develop memory and give you problems. You know, with coils coming off the spool, you got to throw it, and you get a big tangle going up through the guides. You reel in, and there's a loop on your spool, and you're winding your other line around that, and you got to throw again, and it's just a mess. But anyway, Clyde's can take care of that too. They got the great St. Croix rods. They've got the Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels, and many other combinations. Really nice stuff to take a look at. As I mentioned, live and frozen bait. They've got the fishing licenses, and they'll do rod repairs and all the terminal tackle and everything for striped bass, including circle hooks and bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes. So why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number 410-242-6108. Website is clydesports.com. They're open 7 days a week, Clyde Sports Shop. Why not stop by this weekend? Especially today, since it's going to be clear. So, the weather has really been weird. It's been chilly at night, hasn't it, Robin? And I know you've had that fireplace on at night, so there's a question for you. Do you have that beautiful fireplace? Robin, are you listening? You're not? Okay. Do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? I'd like you to comment on the fireplace that you've been using overnight.
It's wonderful if you get cold. Turn it on, takes a couple minutes, and heats you up.
That's true. And you can do it all from the remote, right?
Yep.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So what we did, we had this hole back here in the back room. We redesigned the room. We shopped around, and we decided we were going to put a gas fireplace insert in there, and we went to Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. After several visits around the Delmarva Peninsula, different dealers, and we found that their service, their prices, and their expertise was far better than anything we had seen. So we bought an Enviro EX35, and they've provided us with the installation, of course, beautiful job, and since then, friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We love the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and well, now's a good time to see it. Even though summer's getting ready to heat up, you should be thinking about next winter because there's no guarantee that the temperature is going to be like it was this winter. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom. Soon you'll be ready for that future cold weather. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue exit in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United States. Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
There we go.
That was perfect for this
Hank,
moment in time.
Hank is the prophet, and that was what was that, 2008 he came out with that?
I don't remember, but he sure knew what he was talking about.
Yeah. We got a text from Captain Don. You were right. The weather tomorrow could lean into not very good weather for the opening day of the trophy rockfish season on Monday, so it is a big concern among fishermen.
Well, yesterday, Caroline County, it looks like, I'm having a hard time seeing if that's right, the tip of Dorchester, got anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain. We got over here yesterday.
Yep.
Easton got about 2 to 3 inches. So across the bridge, they did not get hit as hard as we got hit over here yesterday.
Right, right. Well, I did see, I went out yesterday for a bit, just to go to the grocery store for a little bit. And, you know, I saw 55 degrees. I got out there and, it was the worst type of rain. I hate that little misty type driving rain when there's wind. I didn't have my jacket on or anything. I just had a long sleeve shirt on. It was miserable. And I talked to Stan's son yesterday. I was on the phone with him and he's in Carroll County. He said it's snowing in Carroll County yesterday. So it was a little nastier than I actually thought it was, and I didn't quite dress for it, but here I am. I survived.
Speaking of going to the grocery store yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
We have had a horrible time with our pharmacy lately and have been trying to change pharmacies. I'm not going to name either one.
Right.
And our old pharmacy was making it very extremely hard for our new pharmacy to get our prescriptions. So Alan went in there to talk to the pharmacist. It turns out the guy recognized his voice and who he was from the show.
Yeah.
But even though he did, the service at this place is absolutely unbelievable.
Yes.
I just want to say a shout-out to Jeff, the pharmacist. He is absolutely great. Big help. And I'm looking forward to hopefully a long, easygoing relationship with them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's somebody you can talk to. You couldn't talk to anybody at the other pharmacy. You couldn't call.
No, you got a full voice message box.
You went to please leave a voice message. We can't get to you right now. And then, the mailbox is full.
And then you go in and try to talk to him. And as the woman kept telling Alan, I can't answer your questions. I'm just a cash register.
Yes.
So evidently she identifies as a cash register.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was the old kind of cash register that didn't have the electronic brains in it.
Ooh.
So
ooh.
It was really bad. I will be honest.
That was unkind.
I don't care.
But true.
I don't care. It has been absolutely horrible.
So the drive-thru is closed, right? You can't go through the drive-thru. So there's a long line of people, and with all the issues and all the problems in the phone line, they need their medicine, so they can't call in and check, so they get in line. So I waited. There were 14 people in line. I waited. I got up to the front. I asked the cash register some questions. She couldn't answer them, so she walked away and said, somebody else please take care of this man. And I said, I can't call. I can't find out about my medicine. Oh, let me see. So they go on the computer and look. And
it had been in process for 10 days.
Been in process for 10 days. Walk out with my medicine in their hand. And it's diabetes medicine that needs to be refrigerated. So it's in their hand. And I said, okay, can I have my medicine? And the woman behind the counter said, I put it in the refrigerator. You'll have to get back in line. I was looking at it mere seconds ago. She was in front of the cash register, not in front where I was, but I mean right behind the cash register with my medicine and put it away and told me to get back in line. I didn't. I left. That's when things changed for me. Anyway, 410-922-6683. 0. There's John B. Good morning, John B.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, we had a good week. Yep, I'm glad things are good where you are. So that's a good thing. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you want to jump in this morning and get your name in the drawing for some tackle, a nice little tackle package. And I told Tim I'd put it up online, and I told Robin I'd put it up online. But yesterday was just.
He's getting a magazine out. We lose Alan.
Well, it's almost traumatic when it comes to the end of getting.
It is.
Of
it's layout. Traumatic.
Task for me either, but it is what it is. So we'll get her done. We'll get her done today or tomorrow, and hopefully go to press on Monday. And that's the goal. Anyway, that's the goal. And then launch right back into it again for Maryland Loves Crabs. Hey, if you got any crabby pictures, eating crabs, maybe you're at a nice place that serves crabs, send me some nice pictures of people with crabs, live or, you know, ready to eat. And we'll try to get them in the magazine. It's Maryland Loves Crabs is the magazine. Comes out once a year. We're working on our 12th year. 12th edition. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is the contact.
Before you take the next caller.
Yes,
okay?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I will say this, okay? It drives me absolutely crazy when you're putting out a magazine because you get almost manic. Okay?
Right.
But I will say that you put out a good product because you still have pride in your work.
I do.
Just like the lady who identified as a cash register. There is no pride in work for people anymore. There is no pride in customer service, anything.
I know.
And you still have it. I'm proud of you for that. Well, but thanks. It is really sad when you can't get somebody to answer a question or they don't care that they tick you off.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
I caught myself. It's really sad. And that's what we've come to, that people don't care how they treat people.
Mm-mm.
And
I see it every day in business. I see it every day. It's difficult. It really is. Product. Let's talk to Ray in Baltimore. Good morning, Ray. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Alan. I spoke to you before. First,
yep.
Off, hello to you and Robin.
Good morning. Thank you.
And I told you a story a while back about the kid falling in the water.
Yes.
And,
Robin liked that. And I'm going to hopefully tell you one even better. And, but before I do, back to that, I think it was a week or so ago, you asked who sang the Davy Crockett thing. But it was some guy, Hank something. But, you know, Fess Parker sang that song, too. And
right.
He actually had a better hit of it once he came out with it.
That's true.
I think the year, this particular year I'm talking about, might have been 1956 or 57. We were young kids, and they sent us from school to see the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. So the orchestra leader asked all the kids in the audience, and of course he picked me when I raised my hand, and he said, "What song would you like us to play?" I said, "Play Davy Crockett, man." And they played Davy Crockett, the whole symphony.
Nice.
That's really cool.
That's pretty cool.
True. But the story I want to tell you is the greatest fishing book ever written. The greatest fish, and you think it might be The Old Man and the Sea, all right? But it was not. It was written by the guy that we all told don't fall in the water. The guy that almost fell in was Joe Koska. He wrote this book. And here's how this book come about. Now, Joe, I got to tell you about Joe. Joe and I were in detectives in Baltimore County, all right? Mm-hmm. We couldn't detect too much, but we tried. And they put us together as partners. And he was the last guy I ever wanted to work with. All right? He came to work the first day with his leisure suit on and his coat folded back and his sleeves folded back over that and a toothpick sticking out of his mouth. And I thought, don't put me with him. And they did. And that's the way we stayed partners forever.
Yes.
So Joe has passed away. But he wrote this fishing book, and it started like this. And this is how the book came about. My father and I, we used to really get into big boats and all like that, and we'd restore boats. And so that day was my father, myself, and Joe. And Joe and I were probably about 28 years old. And my dad was not really a good fisherman. You know, he had caught a few perch the old way with a nut on the end of the line and two hooks, and he'd sit around and perch fish or something. But we went out that day out of Jones's Creek, and we went out to right past where the 7-foot knoll used to be. And we were trolling with all the wrong equipment. I mean, we were just terrible at it. And so I bought a fishing net. All right. I knew we'd be getting into that. And so, bingo, we're trolling. I hit this fish. And I mean, it is big. And it was so big, my father was driving the boat. And I said, cut the motors. It was too much pressure on the line. It was, okay. So fight this fish. And finally, I said to my dad, here, you've never pulled one in, big dad. You do that. All right. And I was telling him about setting the drag and all like that. I said, it's going to break that line. And it was a blue, but it was big. And I won't tell you how big, because I'd be like overdoing it. But it was a big fish. So we get it up to the side of the boat, and I come behind it with the net. Now, my father, not a fishing guy, I come up behind it, and I said, let off. Meaning, let it drop back into the net, right?
Yeah, sure.
He doesn't let off. He's so excited, he's lifting. And he's lifting. I said, you're going to break the line. So he lifts this thing out of the water, the line snaps. So I'm behind it with the net, and I'm now balancing the fish on the rim of the net. I can't get it in the net, and I'm popping it up in the air, and I can't get the net around it. And finally, this is neat, the fish flops into the boat, and it flops right on me. It's jumping all over me. It's my chest. And then it's over on my father, and it's all over his head and everything. And he pushes it off of him, and he pushes it back into the water.
Right? Oh, brother.
So he takes the rod, and he starts beating the heck out of me with the rod.
he didn't like that deal, huh?
But I let it get away. So
you let it get away. Okay.
Yeah, I let it get away, right? Anyway, we come back. We're heading in. Now, the boat, we docked this boat in Jones's Creek.
Right.
We come in there, and I was driving the boat. I says, hey, Joe, would you like to drive this boat? Well, he was thrilled with this, all right, that he had never done this before. This is a twin-engine boat. And so I said, well, slow it down here. And we come in. And he says, I've never steered before, nothing like that. I said, well, just go to a little left. I didn't want to pull port and starboard on him, okay?
Right.
It's been too much. So we come in, and there's people standing on the pier, all right? And he says, what do I do? And I said, well, ring this bell. He goes, ding, ding. I said, blow the horn. I said, now wave to the people. And he waves. And he went past, and I said, steer to the left. He said, what'd I do now? I said, ring that bell again. Bing, bing. Blow that horn. I said, turn around or stand on the pier. Wave back behind you now. Wave again. And he waves. So then I said, get the heck behind out of that wheel. Get away from here. Because we were coming
exactly.
Dock, you know? Get out of there. So he felt like an idiot. All right. So the next day we work together is when the greatest fishing book that ever was written come about. We come into work, and he's got a book with about 8 pages in it. It's all stapled together, and he throws it on my desk, and it says, The Adventures of Ray the Fisherman. And in this book, this is how creative he was. He made it with crayons. He made stick figures of us all out on the boat. Me getting beat with the rod, with with him, with the fish jumping all over the place.
That's crazy.
Ring the bell, blow the horn, the whole deal. And that's you, about the end of that story for you.
Do you still have it?
No, but he passed it around to all the people that we worked with. They got to look at it. That's been a lot of moons ago. But here's
I wish he still had it.
Here's what he did do. He passed away, and on his coffin, when I went in to see it, he had a picture on there that I had taken of him. It was a picture that as soon as I saw the picture, I said, because we used to do photography. I said, I took that picture. It was an 8x10 of him sitting on a porch, but dressed like he was right from West Virginia all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And then when I left, his brother was there, and his brother says, you know, you retired long before him, but he always called you partner. And there you go.
That's really cool.
Great story, Ray.
All right.
Sharing that, buddy. Yes, sir.
I got more of them. I'll call you in the future. All right.
All right, man. Thank you.
You have a super day.
Yep. You take care.
Thanks for making my morning.
Yep. So.
That's cool. I like stuff like that.
Yeah.
I wish he still had that book.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be something, wouldn't it? Many moons ago.
Many moons ago.
Leisure Suit Man. That's when I was in like high school. So
it's like NYPD. Or no, what was that? Hill Street Blues.
Yeah, Hill Street Blues. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service. They're located right here in Easton, corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50, and that's where us locals—I'm not a local, but that's where you locals. Well, are you even a local, Robin? I don't even know.
I've been here 30 years. That's the best I can do.
Yeah. Well,
In Talbot County, I've been on the Eastern Shore 50 some years.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They carry American-made Bridgestone tires and Firestone tires. They carry Michelin, Yokohama, and many others. And Spurrier's Tire Service has tires that will fit your car or your truck, any make, any model. Spurrier's Tire Service has tires for your farm tractors or your garden tractors, farm equipment, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow. They've got it all. They do tire repair. You can pull in there and get a nail or a screw taken out of your tire and get it fixed. They do full service automotive repair. They'll check your check engine light. They'll diagnose the problem and they'll repair that vehicle of yours when that check engine light comes on. They have 24-hour truck service and much more than that has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for their existence over 30 years. What's that?
I'm sorry, I got to get the, and our kids.
And our kids, exactly. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. 7384. No appointment needed for tires at Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand.
Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, you know what? If you're getting ready to have some crabs, you know, holidays coming up, you take a look in your backyard and you go, oh, man. That old picnic table ain't going to make it any much longer. Or you look over at your grill and it looks sad. You know, the grates are all dirty and it's starting to rust a little bit and that type of thing. And you're going, okay, time for a facelift here in the backyard. Let's go to Backyard Billy's, see what they have to offer. Well, that's what they're all about, making backyards fun. You walk in. And you're surrounded by furniture. You're surrounded by backyard furniture. Tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs. Like, if you know, there's 300 of them in stock. And they're very popular. If they weren't that popular, they wouldn't carry them, would they? No. But they're very popular because they're so comfortable. And you walk past the chicken coops. And you walk past the chicken sedans. And you walk past the dog kennels, and you walk past all this stuff, and you get there in the main backyard, back room, or back patio, and there's dozens of picnic tables of all different sizes and shapes and heights and colors. It's just fantastic. And you walk in the showroom, and if you go to the right, there's a big long room that's filled with, you know, furniture for any theme or lifestyle you like. If you like the beach theme, they've got that. If you go to the other side, I call that the hot room. That's where the barbecue grills are, the pellet grills by Traeger, the grill smokers by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. That's where the fireplace inserts are. That's where the freestanding wood burner stoves are, the pellet stoves all over there. It's just a fantastic place. There's no question about it. Why not stop by Backyard Billy's? See the website first, backyardbillies.com. They're open, you know, 7 days a week. They're open today and tomorrow. They're premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region, backyardbillies.com. Or call 410-827 if you're looking for something. That's 410-827-4500. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs.
4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling.
All right. Big so we got a reminder. We got a reminder from Maryland DNR yesterday that most individuals that fish in Maryland's coastal and tidal waters are required to have either a valid Maryland Bay and Coastal Sport Fishing License or a Maryland Saltwater Angler Registration. To make it even easier to obtain the state free saltwater registration, Maryland now provides a convenient form online that does not require you to create an account in the state licensing system. In 2010, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that would be NOAA, began requiring anglers to pay a fee and register with the National Saltwater Angler Registry before fishing for anadromous species, those that move between saltwater and freshwater habitats, including striped bass, just to make it simple. To comply with this requirement, Maryland created its own free saltwater angler registration, required on an annual basis. Possession of a Maryland Bay and Coastal Sport Fishing License or a Maryland Saltwater Angler Registration is required with a few exemptions. The registration opportunities, the recreational fishing data collected in this registry helps state and federal agencies sustainably manage U.S. fish stocks. The options for free registration now available for Maryland anglers are completing and submitting a convenient online registration form available on the Compass login page, but without having to log in or create a Compass account, visiting a Department of Natural Resources Service Center, visiting sport license agents located throughout the state, and registering through the state's Compass license and registration system with an account and login. So that is a friendly reminder that you are required to register on the Saltwater Registry if you plan on fishing. Let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. What's
hey,
going
Dale.
On?
Glad to hear Robin's voice. It's been a while.
A couple weeks, yes. You're right.
Yeah, it has. Alan, you're a new pharmacy. There's people there at top shelf.
Yeah, I know.
Jeff is an avid hunter fisherman, so you might
yep.
That's what I do when I go in there. I spend 5-10 minutes ago just talking, and the young ladies behind the counter, Miss Mary, is great, and so is Melissa. So they're
I think Robin's
good
had
people.
Conversations with both of those.
I think I've had conversations
yeah,
with everybody.
They are top shelf. Yep. Alan, you talked about twisted line. Quick tip. If you're like on a lake or a pond, you're in a boat, let your line out as you're moving. Take yep. your lure off and let it go behind the boat. Free spool it, and
yep.
That'll take the twist right out of it.
Yep, it did for a while, but there's so much memory in fluorocarbon, Dale.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's another tip. Don't fill your spool all the way.
No.
My dad always said, we used to fill our own line off the spools. You know, I'd put a pencil through the spool, trilene, and you know, one would wind and the other would hold, that type of thing. And
I've never done that.
yeah, I know. Old school stuff,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But he would always say, only fill it up to within an eighth of an inch of the lip. And I never knew where he got that. I thought about that the other day because I had a couple fool spools, and man, that line come off of there in coils. I'm like, oh man.
He must have talked to my father about that.
He might have.
To me, I've heard that before from somebody near and dear.
Yes, indeed. So,
yeah.
Of course, I didn't take his advice on filling these last two. I don't even know if I filled them. They might have been filled at the tackle shop. And I'm not sure which one. In the tackle shop, probably, you know, get a few extra yards of line on there for you and make it look full. Well, yeah, it didn't work out. So I know I pulled probably 30, 40 yards of line off of that spool the other day, and of course discarded it correctly. But
the problem if you don't fill your spool quite enough. You get a lot of friction, particularly when you're casting light lures.
That's true.
They don't go as far and where you want them to. So I've had that problem this spring too. So
I was using a quarter ounce weight and a tube bait. So I had plenty of lure there to get it out. It was just facing the first couple hours with that tangled line. So but fluorocarbon. I mean, it's not like the old XL or
Trilene or Strand or anything like that.
But unfortunately, the fluorocarbon is almost fluorocarbon or braid is almost required in the situation because you need a real fast hook set. You don't have time for that line to stretch out, you know.
Right.
So So there you go.
So, Alan, have you heard anything about Fishery Service when they've got a new director or what?
I have not yet. So I'm talking with Paul on a regular basis, but I haven't heard anything specific.
Be curious to see.
Yep. All right, buddy. There's
take
the music.
Easy, Dale. Good to hear your voice.
Thanks,
nice
y'all
to hear from
care.
You, bud. Talk soon.
Yep.
Bye bye.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy the family today. At least you'll be dry.